Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Trip Pass Yoga. It's today on this beautiful Tuesday, June 13th. It is almost 5 p.m. here from Bend, Oregon. The last day of the, I guess, wrapping up Dad's house and this chapter in our lives, his life. It's a mixed bag, as someone said. A lot of emotions and something that I don't think any of us ever wanted to do or would like to do ever again. But here we are, just proud of my beautiful family and I, my wife, our children, sisters, brothers, for this long journey. I would say maybe 10 years that are wrapping up here this week. And so I guess I want to say how God is faithful and how he's leading us no matter what you are going through. The Spirit of God is at work already in your life. When my beautiful wife and I were back in Colorado, I think it was 2013, I made a trip out here. Maybe, no, it was all of us. Easter 2013, I believe. And we went to Cottonwood Church. And I was at a place where I didn't know what God was doing. I felt like I was lost in my ministry and career and all that stuff, all the usual suspects. Shout out to Dad Baker with his dad-isms. And by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit led us to Cottonwood, as he has many times, countless of times. And we heard a message called something about the wilderness. I think it was John 4, Jesus being in the wilderness. And it just changed my life, absolutely changed my life. I don't know if we went back and decided to come home. I'm not sure if that just simply was a clarifying moment or maybe all of the above. But I just remember my beautiful family and I, our babies were still so small 10 years ago. So yeah, 14, 12, and 10. My beautiful wife and we moved back. And if we had already moved back, the point is, it just gave me a ton of peace. I felt like someone, Bayless, Cottonwood, the Holy Spirit, understood me, understood us, and it clarified so much. It was a Holy Spirit moment. One of the things that we can't lose, speaking from experience, is the work of the Holy Spirit. I know for me, it's so easy to get into my work mode and or my feelings or my heart and to not speak about how God is at work and leading all the time in miraculous ways, in simple ways. My wife is amazing at this. She's always acknowledging God. Like the Bible says, in all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will set your path straight. Proverbs 3. And for me, it takes 2x4 on the side of my head for me to see that God is at work. Today I had a conversation with a friend and I felt the hand of God. You've heard my story about the engine light when I thought, oh man, here goes $2,000, more car problems, and the engine light went out magically. God intervened. And then, the moment I just mentioned, 2013, Cottonwood, that story of the wilderness experience, the hand of God was there. There have been many others, but sometimes we have to remember and go back and work hard to acknowledge his ways. In all of your ways, acknowledge me, and I will set your path straight. Just the other day, seeing these deer, there were just two deer walking by the side of the road, and it just moved me so much, thinking of David in Psalm 42 as a deer pants for the water and realizing that when we're thirsty, God provides. He always provides. I mean, what are the chances that these deer would find water? They actually were drinking out of a little bird's water feeder or a hummingbird water feeder, bird feeder. There was some water in there and they were drinking from that water. What are the chances? It wasn't a stream, a streak. It wasn't rain. It wasn't a deer feeder. It was just some random water. But God had a plan for them. And that's what he does with us. We're walking through life lost, thirsty, tired, exhausted, wondering where am I going? What are you doing, God, Lord? I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm done, etc. Maybe not even knowing where he is, not seeing his hand, not acknowledging his work. And suddenly, boom, there's some water. Just happened to be there. Nope, God put it there. It's like around the neighborhood here, we see a bunch of just water, a bowl with water that people leave for people walking their dogs. I mean, how beautiful is that? That's how God is. He just randomly put streams of water in our path, the miracles that we needed. Can you think in the last few days, few weeks of a miracle that you know it wasn't you, it wasn't some lucky moment or break, it was God. It was a miracle of grace that touched you deeply. Something practical, something mysterious, something written, something you heard, a song, a thought, someone said something, an event. Can you look back and look for the miracles? Look back. Look for the hand of God. Don't be so practical or so in your heart or in your thoughts or so planned out that you don't leave room for the miracle, the hand of God. His hand is everywhere. I saw him today. In the conversation I had, I saw him back in 2013 when I heard that message about the wilderness. I saw him with those deer. I saw him with the engine light. I saw him people leaving water for their dogs. I see him everywhere. In the sunset that we've seen here in Oregon, just beautiful sunsets, in the pain, in the loss, in going through all of dad's stuff, his tools, and he has this big poster that says Volvo. It's just beautiful. I took it from the wall and I'm taking it home with me to put it in my garage. In the middle of missing him and crying, weeping so deeply, I can say thank you. Thank you, Dad, for that Volvo picture, that Volvo sign, that I can take a little bit of you with me. The signs are everywhere. We just have to notice. The Spirit of God is already leading. We just have to open our eyes. We don't have to say, oh, Lord, please lead me. Oh, Lord, where are you? He's everywhere. He's already at work. We don't have to say, I hope he's leading. He's already leading. Even in the no's, even in the yeses, even in the deaths and the pains and the births and the wins, he's leading. Maybe I'll close with this. A few months ago, we noticed that one of our daughter's car was just leaking oil everywhere, and I kept working on it and took it to the guy and fixed this and fixed that. And it was good for a while, and then one day it was empty again of oil. And I put more oil. I thought, okay. And then my beautiful daughter called me from the freeway saying, Papi, all the lights are on, and what do I do? And so I walked her home, or walked her through the whole thing. She was fine. She got home and it was a mess, just oil everywhere underneath the car, all over the engine. I took it to the guy. He said, yeah, it's done. This car is dead. It's toast. There's nothing I can do. He tried everything. It was so, so sad for me. I felt terrible. My daughter's car. And why, Lord, why in the middle of all the other things we're going through? Why this? Plus, I had a flat tire, blah, blah, blah. But just with this car, I thought, come on, God, we need this car. It was a gift from Mom Baker and Dad and all these memories that were attached to that car. Well, guess what happened? I won't go into the details, but there was another miracle, another car that was waiting for our family. And even though it was so sad to let go of that first car, God provided, really, I can honestly say, a car 10 times better. Really, I would say Canela's dream car in many ways. And I don't know how it happened, except the miracle of grace, the miracle of God. After the huge concern and loss and death of this car, something amazing happened. And that's just how God works. Those are the miracles of grace that are everywhere. I never would have seen what God did. I did not expect this to happen. I did not expect her car to suddenly fall apart, nor did I expect this miracle. But that's the point of miracles, isn't it? You don't expect them. You can't plan for them. You don't foresee them. It's not your strength. It's not your planning. It's not your love. It's the love of God. That's why it's a miracle. And there are miracles everywhere. Wait for your miracle. As a watchman waits for the morning, wait for the Lord. He will come to save you. If you need my coaching in any of these things, go to davidtrader.com/coaching. Anything dealing with relationship, abundance, mindset, working on yourself as a young person, as a couple, as a single man, single woman. If you're wanting to increase your abundance and level up your financial wisdom and mindset to accomplish great things in life, to have success in life, to be a man or woman of God, to establish a firm foundation of Jesus in your life, in your marriage or relationship, let's talk. I'm helping a few individuals this summer. I have a few more slots open. I'd love to work with you. Reach out to me, DM me, email me, text me, whatever it may be. Let's get going. Thank you again for being here. And I'll see you next time. Adios.